Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we hear about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, your Son, in our gospel reading today. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I ask that any damaged image of God, any damaged image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, may be destroyed, redeemed, and healed. Please help us to come to know that Jesus loves us. Please help us come to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Please help us come to know that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Please heal our flock, please heal our parish, and please heal each of us of anything that has damaged our relationship with God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit. We ask all of this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus, who is Lord, forever and ever. Amen. So this past Thursday, I was in a little bit of a rush to go to a meeting at St. Wenceslas Parish, which is near Deerbrook or Neva. And as I was backing out of my garage stall, I forgot to fold my passenger side mirror in. And as I backed out, I was going a little bit fast, a little bit rushed, and I smashed my mirror, and it fell into about a million pieces. And I had to go back into the house and or into the rectory and grab some duct tape and duct tape my mirror to the fixture that holds the mirror on. And just notice a few things I didn't do as that was happening. And I usually, what I do is I have a great devotion to the guardian angel prayer, and I usually always pray a guardian angel prayer before I drive somewhere. I didn't do that. And I was in a rush because I wasn't taking my time. I worked out, and then I just had to make a phone call, and I should have told the person on the phone that I needed to stop the conversation. And I was in a rush to go to this meeting, and I ended up getting there about 5 minutes late. And as that happened, I had just a few things just kind of flash before my eyes. And one thing, as soon as that mirror smashed, I noticed a quote from Pope Benedict the 16th, Pope Benedict Emeritus the 16th, of what he said. And he said, "The day begins the night before." And I bring that up because the night prior, we just finished our faith formation with all three parishes in Antigo. And I was excited because we ended the night with adoration, we had benediction, the kids were praying, they spent time in silence, they were reflecting well. And it just gave me some hope for the future, because sometimes, let's be honest, when we look at the youth, you think, anything, Lord, really? So I had some hope, so I was excited. But I forgot to fold my mirror in as I do every night. And the other thing that came to me, the other memory that came back to me, was when I was probably 6th or 7th grade, and my dad got some golf clubs from somebody up the street, and he donated them to my dad, and I was like, well, I wanted to golf. And I figured, instead of going to the golf range, I'll start driving golf balls in between my house and my neighbor's house, which were about 30 feet apart, maybe 40 feet apart. But I swing left-handed, and these clubs are right-handed. So as I set up the tee in between the houses, I hit a couple straight, and I'm going well, hitting them well, probably into my neighbor's yard. I don't really know where they're going. But then I hit one, and I slice it really, really bad, and it goes into my neighbor's window, and I smash the window, and I drop the club, and the bag is there with all the balls. All the evidence that obviously I'm being an idiot are right there. And I run into my house, and I'm freaked out because I think my neighbor, who's a very nice elderly lady, she's a grandma, and she was a very nice lady, and I'm afraid she's just going to, like, kill me or something. And I go into my house, my parents like, you got to go over there and you got to apologize. So I go over there and I apologize, and she just said, you know, if you just mow the lawn a couple times this summer, that'll make up for it. So I mowed her lawn a couple times that summer, but it reminded me what I shouldn't do with this broken mirror. So with this broken mirror, the next day, I went to the dealership and I said, hey, I broke my mirror. Let's get this thing fixed. And I've been meditating upon this image of a broken mirror. And I just wonder about how many of us, of our spiritual life, or our psychological life, our emotional life, is like that broken mirror. It's just shattered. Because our bishop, David Ricken, when we had our chrism mass, he said all of our parishes are sick. He said all of our parishes and our parishioners are sick. A lot of them have never encountered the healing power of Jesus. You know, and I could have avoided the mirror being smashed by not being in such a rush. And I could have avoided the mirror being smashed by slowing down. And I could have avoided the mirror being smashed by spending time in silence, not playing music in my car the night before. But I've been meditating upon what Bishop said about that broken mirror, about the experiences of life, how the day begins the night before. And I wonder how many of us are just rushing through life. And I wonder how many of us are intentionally remaining busy. I hear it often with younger couples. Oh, we're just so busy, Father. That's why we don't go to Mass on Sunday. But I wonder how many of us are just like choosing to be busy because we don't want to be this. Silent. Because in silence, that's how we hear God. And Pope Benedict Emeritus XVI, he also said, silence is the first language of God. And we need silence so bad. And I don't even mean like noise. I mean just like just stopping and being still and knowing that he is God that we hear in Psalm 46, verse 10. Knowing that we have to still ourselves to hear God, to know him, and to allow him to heal us. And I think a lot of us, we live in fear and we just kind of drive around in our lives. We just move around with this shattered mirror of a life. And we don't want to deal with the reality of our own sin, thinking that of these lies that we're beyond repair. That if I really open myself to God, if I really open my heart to God, that he would I'm beyond repair. There's no way he could fix me. But what do we believe? We believe in the resurrection. We believe that God conquered death. There's so many stories in the Gospels and in the New Testament about healing. But it's not just 2,000 years ago. If it's 2,000 years ago, well, why are we here? We believe that that can happen now, today. And our bishop, our head shepherd of our diocese is saying, our parishes are sick. Because we're not making disciples. We're not seeing spiritual multiplication happen. Or maybe we're running from God or running from taking care of that broken mirror of our spiritual life. Because we feel like we're not worthy to be what we heard in our second reading today. We're not worthy to be called sons and daughters of the Father. Yet that is what we are, and that's the truth. But do you believe it? Have you experienced it? Or maybe we believe that Jesus could never repair our own personal broken mirrors because of some sin we committed, something we've done that's so nasty, or something that somebody's done something so nasty to us, there's no way. But we believe in a killer named St. Paul, who persecuted Christians, who killed Christians, became one of the biggest evangelists of our church. And some of us, we just live lives day to day with a shattered mirror. And it's ruined our image of ourself. We believe that we hear in Genesis that we are all made in God's image and likeness. But do we believe it? Or maybe we have a shattered image of our neighbor because something we've done to them or they've done to us, but we believe that that we do unto the least of people, the least of Jesus' people, we do it to him. And maybe we're not living in that reality. Or maybe through something that's tragic that's happened in our life, our image of God has been damaged. And maybe it's because we're struggling with addictions, to pornography, to complaining. Maybe we are addicted to shopping or alcohol, or we are stuck on social media all day long, or we struggle with gambling or drugs or etc. And it ruins our identity as a son or daughter of God, or even God's identity as good shepherd. Because the truth is, good shepherds heal and bad shepherds steal. A bad shepherd's going to steal your identity and kick you to the ground and say you're no good. There's no way you can get back on track. There's no way that mirror that you shattered with your sin and my sin, there's no way it can be repaired. It's beyond repair. But the good shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, comes to us asking us this question today. Have you ever personally experienced the healing power of Jesus Christ? I say personal experience intentionally because it's not just because Father Dave says it or Father Zach says it or the bishop or even the Pope says it, but because you've experienced it. You know how it goes. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was in prison, but I've been set free. Are we witnessing to this truth if you have experienced it? If not, what are you waiting for? Because we live in a culture that says, you see these infomercials, you need this, you need this, you need this. We all need Jesus Christ. We all need the power of the sacraments. We all need healing. We all need deliverance from our sickness. Because Jesus says in our gospel reading today, I know mine and mine know me. And he doesn't mean like know, like I went to catechetical sessions. I went to these formation sessions. I got catechized. I was all these things. But he's like, no, I know them through my experience of prayer. I know them through the witness of my neighbor. I know them because I go on retreats. I know them because I go to different conferences. I know them because I live it. I ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit every single day. So again, do you know Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and the power of his healing? Because Jesus laid down his life for us, not just so he could rise and go to heaven, but so he could give us a model of how to live. He laid his life down for us so we could lay our lives down for one another. As a husband and wife lay their lives down for each other and for their children, as a priest lays his life down for his parish so they may come to know Jesus, as a bishop has the courage to tell his diocese that his diocese is sick. And he lays it down so you all may be raised up. So there's only one thing we can do. We have to pray. We have to ask the Lord to come into our hearts and heal us. And it's not going to happen like this. It's not going to happen at a snap of a fingers. It's going to take time. And it's going to take intentional prayer. And this past week when we had our alpha session here at our parish was called, Does God Heal Today? And I've talked to one person yesterday, and they pulled me aside in the sacristy, and they said, I've never experienced the healing power of Jesus until last Tuesday. I struggled with this one thing. I've had pain for such a long time, and I finally prayed and asked Jesus to heal me. And since Tuesday, I haven't had any pain. And he was weeping. He was crying because he never knew that amount of joy, that amount of gratitude, to know that all I have to do is ask and allow the Lord to come in. And he was praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and the Lord healed him because good shepherds heal and bad shepherds steal. Do you know your own sickness? What are you struggling with? What do you need to hand over to the Lord, and how do you need to let him come into your heart and heal you? To heal yourself, heal your family, heal your community, heal your parish, heal our diocese. And the one thing to do is we have to pray. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you all right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit descend upon each person gathered here right now. Please fill them with your Holy Spirit and order all that is disordered in their mind, body, and soul, in their family, in their community, in their parishes, so that they may know that Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. In a special way, Lord Jesus, I ask you to embrace each person here as the Good Shepherd, to wrap your arms around them, to remove their chains and their bonds, so that they may know the freedom of the Good Shepherd. We hear 366 times in Scripture, do not be afraid. Heavenly Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit, all your angels and saints, all your angels and saints of healing, of life, of joy, of deliverance, minister to everybody gathered here, that they may come to know that you are the Good Shepherd, Lord Jesus. Please cleanse them in your blood, Lord Jesus, and deliver them and help them come to know that we need healing. We need deliverance, and we need to witness to the healing power of Jesus Christ. I ask all this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, who comes to minister to his flock, not just those who are good, but also those who are lost and strayed away, all those who are blind, all those who live in fear, all those who have a broken spiritual mirror for their lives. Please remove all lies from our minds, bodies, and souls, and help us come to know that you can heal and redeem anything, Lord Jesus. I ask all of this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus, who is King, who is Savior, who is Good Shepherd forever and ever. Amen.